This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. At least 29 people die and 2 go missing in incidents of floods, landslides and inundations in last 1 month in different parts of the country. Her ministry mobilizes mechanisms across the country to minimize the damage. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Uma Regmi, stresses collaborated efforts from all stakeholders to prevent human trafficking. Nepal records 895 new cases of COVID-19. And U.S. Army had killed leader of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Jawahiri, in a drone strike in Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Home Affairs has stated that 29 people have died and 2 missing due to floods, landslides and inundation in last 1 month in different parts of the country. Likewise, 36 people have injured and 588 people have been shifted to the safer place. The ministry has stated that it has deployed its mechanism across the country to minimize the damage of water-induced disasters. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khat has said that he has taken inquiries about the loss due to the floods, landslides and inundation and informed about the government's efforts for rescue and relief of the affected people. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Uma Regmi says human trafficking has become a serious challenge for the government. Speaking at the meeting of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the Federal Parliament yesterday, Minister Regmi stressed the need for collaborated efforts from all the stakeholders to stop human trafficking. The minister added that the government was working to amend the Human Trafficking Control Regulation 2008 to incorporate more stringent punishment for the culprit and to protect the victim. The executive director of the Forum for Women Law and Development, Sabin Shrestha, suggested the government amend various 11 laws, including laws related to human trafficking and foreign employment. 4 members of the same family have been found dead in Tarkeshwar Municipality 2 in Kathmandu. The dead bodies of Dinesh Pandey, his wife Sunita Kapri Pandey, their son Ashish and daughter Ashika were found dead yesterday morning. Preliminary investigation by the police suggests that Dinesh killed his spouse and 2 children before killing himself. The cause behind the incident is still unknown. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sher Bahadur Kumar has stressed the need for creating jobs within the country. Speaking at a meeting of the Industry, Commerce and Labour and Consumers Welfare Committee of the House of Representatives yesterday, Minister Kumar said the domestic workforce should be encouraged to explore work opportunities within the country. The meeting focused on issues concerning foreign employment and labour. Secretary at the Ministry, Iknarain Arial, said the ministry was working to promote the internal labour market. He shared that more than 145,000 people were employed under the Prime Minister employment programme in the country. Weather across the nation is likely to improve from tomorrow. Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that the weather would improve from Wednesday, as there was a possibility of the low-pressure system moving towards India, weakening the monsoon. Rainfall has been taking place at most of the places of the country since past few days. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 895 new cases of COVID-19 in the country in the past 24 hours. According to the ministry, the cases were confirmed while testing 5,909 samples. The total number of active cases now stands nearly 5,000 in the country. Meantime, 264 people recovered from the virus infection yesterday. The Health Ministry also recorded a corona-related death in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry has made arrangements for COVID-19 treatment in all 7 provinces by designating hospitals. Joint spokesperson for the Health Ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said 17 federal and provincial hospitals across the country had been selected for the treatment of COVID-19 patients. African swine flu infection has been detected in the pigs in various farms in Panoti of Kavripalanchok district. According to Panoti municipality, the infection, considered as very dangerous and likely to turn into an epidemic, was found in the pigs. The municipality has banned the transportation of the pigs. The main opposition party, CPNML, has staged a demonstration on issues of public concern in Kathmandu. The UML organized protest rallies from various places in the capital yesterday. According to the UML, the demonstration was organized in protest against price hikes, corruption and irregularities. The Bis Sahar Chami Road, the gateway to Manang district, has been blocked for traffic after the landslide washed away the road. The road was washed away by a landslide triggered by torrential rain since last night. Chief District Officer Rabindra Prasad Acharya said the flood that occurred in Khosi near the headquarters Chami washed away the Koto section of the Bis Sahar Chami Road. He added that efforts were being made to open the road. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. U.S. President Joe Biden has confirmed that the U.S. has killed the leader of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Jawahiri, in a drone strike in Afghanistan. He was killed in a counter-terrorism operation carried out by the CIA in the Afghan capital Kabul on Sunday. Biden said Jawahiri had carved a trail of murder and violence against American citizens. Officials said Jawahiri was on the balcony of a safe house when the drone fired two missiles at him. All the family members were present, but they were unharmed and only Jawahiri was killed. Biden said he had given the final approval of the precision strike on the 71-year-old Al-Qaeda leader. The first ship carrying grain is said to have left a Ukrainian port under a landmark deal with Russia. Citing Turkish and Ukrainian officials, the BBC said the ship left the southern port of Odessa early on Monday morning local time. Russia has been blockading Ukrainian ports since February, but the two sides made a deal to resume shipments. It is hoped the agreement will ease the global food crisis and lower the price of grain. Turkey said the vessel would dock at the port of Tripoli in Lebanon, adding that further shipments were planned over the coming weeks. The Joint Coordination Center set up in Istanbul under the deal said the ship was carrying some 26,000 tons of corn and was expected to arrive in Turkish waters for inspection on Tuesday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the departure of the ship and hailed Turkey for its role in working to implement the agreement. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province 1, Madhesh Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 26.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. At least 29 people die and two go missing in incidents of floods, landslides and inundations in last 1 month in different parts of the country. Home Ministry mobilizes mechanisms across the country to minimize the damage. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Umar Regmi stresses collaborated efforts from all stakeholders to prevent human trafficking. Nepal records 895 new cases of COVID-19 and US Army had killed leader of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Jawahiri, in a drone strike in Afghanistan. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.